Wikipedia.
Today is Saturday, November 16th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Atrociraptor. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another enthralling episode of Wikipedia, where we dive into the fascinating world of knowledge. I'm Aloy, your guide today, and we're setting our sights on a creature that once roamed the Earth millions of years ago, but only recently became a part of our paleontological consciousness. Yes, today we're talking about the intriguing Atrociraptor. So sit back, relax, and let's journey back in time. Now, I imagine some of you might be considering the name Atrociraptor and thinking, sounds terrifying, right? Well, the name does indeed carry a certain menace, as it's derived from Latin, meaning savage or fierce thief. There's something about these theropod dinosaurs that captures our imaginations. Perhaps it's the blend of mystery and the raw predatory nature that echoes through their name. Let's delve a bit into the ancestry of these creatures. Atrociraptor is part of the Dromaeosauridae family, which you might recognize as the same family that includes the famous Velociraptor. These creatures are often known for their agility and hunting prowess, a reflection of the truly remarkable era they hail from, the late Cretaceous period, about 76 to 72 million years ago in what is now Alberta, Canada. The Atrociraptor is known primarily from fossil evidence, and unfortunately, it's not as complete as some might hope. Discovered in 1995, with an official classification dating to 2004, its fossils include parts of the skull and teeth, which are quite revealing. But paleontologists wish they had more to examine. Imagine what it would be like to piece together an entire creature from fragments, like assembling a jigsaw puzzle where half the pieces are missing. And here's where I'd love for you, our audience, to pause and think. How much can we really comprehend about a creature from a few bones? How often do we contemplate the challenge and excitement of paleontological reconstruction? This might be a point where someone could reflect on how evidence shapes our understanding, not just in paleontology, but in our broader lives and histories. Now, generally, the Atrociraptor was relatively small, compared to the larger, more well-known dinosaurs, such as the T-Rex or Triceratops. We're talking about a modest-length creature, perhaps measuring around 2 meters. Imagine that, less than a modern-day car, but still deadly and effective as a predator. Its build was likely robust, designed for a life that required a few good bursts of speed. Speaking of speed and agility, it's fascinating, don't you think, to consider these creatures navigating their prehistoric landscapes, hunting, competing, surviving. What does this tell us about the evolution of predators? About the ecosystems they were a part of? Perhaps we can draw some parallels to the adaptability we see in nature today. You know, something I find particularly interesting is how we can glimpse at their lives through the stories embedded in their teeth. The teeth of Atrociraptors, pointed and serrated, suggest they were adept hunters, mighty predators, fit for slicing through meat. Doesn't that paint a vivid picture? It opens up a window to their diet, their role in the food chain, and how they might have hunted in packs or pairs, their social dynamics. Here's a thought-provoking question for you. How do you think the legacy of creatures like the Atrociraptor informs modern understanding of life's intricate web? Could our understanding of ancient ecosystems and behaviors offer insights into today's environmental challenges and biodiversity conservation? The discovery of Atrociraptor itself adds another layer to our understanding of dinosaur diversity in the late Cretaceous. It really challenges earlier models and pushes scientists to consider the varied and dynamic world these animals inhabited. In a way, uncovering Atrociraptor has expanded not just our taxonomy of dinosaurs, but it has broadened our understanding of prehistoric life. Now let's imagine a day in the life of an Atrociraptor. Picture this creature moving through rich, woody landscapes, forests dense with the flora of the time. Their keen senses alert to every movement, every sound, a life perpetually on the edge, driven by survival. isn't it astonishing to consider how much life has evolved yet, at its essence, maintains the same fundamental drives? Before we wrap up, here's something to chew on. Each fragment of the Atrociraptor fossil reminds us of the countless stories lost to time but partially revealed through sediment and stone. We have a role to play, too, in the stories we choose to unearth and protect for future generations. I encourage you to delve deeper into articles and resources related to the Atrociraptor and other dinosaurs. What other mysterious creatures shared their world, and what lessons could we glean from them? Next time you're reading, why not ponder the nature of discovery itself, how a fossil discovery today could redefine what we know tomorrow. So thank you for joining me on this brief yet exciting journey through time. I hope you found it as fascinating as I did. I look forward to you joining me again for another episode of Wikipedia, where we'll unfold yet another chapter from the endless pages of knowledge. Until next time, keep asking questions and keep the flame of curiosity alive.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Atrociraptor. Thanks for listening. See you next time.